Val Raymond, one of our sound technicians and readers, says, I have one special memory from our studio in the grounds of Durlston Court School. We were asked by Kingsborough Insurance Services, advertising, a local firm, to produce a recording of their booklet on home contents insurance for their blind or partially sighted customers. A team was formed and I was delighted to be asked to join as a reader. We needed 7 readers to add variety to what could otherwise turn out to be a very boring recording. It took several sessions, but we were very pleased and proud of the result. At the end of the project, each team member, 12 in all, was given a souvenir CD as a token of thanks, and I'm pleased to say that the project secured, for the Talking Newspaper, a wonderful donation of £750, and I still have my souvenir CD. Again from the past, one of our registrars, Jill King, and Jill Stevens, a registrar and reader, add. From Jill, just a few words of memories. I joined in 2012. It seems like only yesterday. Leslie Del Nivo brought me along and I continued as a registrar. Durlston Court was the venue and we used to wait in the chapel porch for the readers to finish. Barbara was in attendance to assist the registrars. I remember suggesting the tennis pavilion when a new venue was needed. We now wait, watching the walking football in the old tennis court. And from Jill Stevens, I don't think I will have any different memories from a lot of other people. I started at Durlston School in what was the one-time home, I think, of the resident chaplain. A very small, strange place. One large room and a small other room. Once a kitchen, I suppose. No bathroom, loo or bedroom. What I remember most is how cold it was. The wind whistled in everywhere. It was right beside the chapel, which is still in regular use. When arriving at 10:15, we waited in the area outside the chapel, under cover, but cold. All these cold people. And finally, Rita Bush, one of our listeners, sends us this message. Thank you, Rita. We do like to hear from our listeners. From Mrs. Rita Bush, listener. Congratulations on your anniversary. I'm very pleased that you send me a CD every week of your Talking Newspaper, and I thank you all for your kindness. I have received a copy of the CD for a long time since I lost my sight. You asked if there was anything that made me laugh out loud. A recent edition amused me greatly. When the U.S. warship was asked to change course and became very annoyed with the British, who turned out to be a lighthouse, not another British warship. Carry on your good work. It is much appreciated.